Good evening. You're listening to Going Global for Spirit with Elaine Ireland. This is bbsradio.com, but you already know that. What you might not know is that we are the number one worldwide internet talk radio network on the planet. Yes, we have bragging rights to that. Get a pencil and a piece of paper, and I'm going to give you two phone numbers in a few minutes after I've talked a little bit more. And one is for the United States and Canada. You share a number. And one is a worldwide number. Because this is an uninterrupted call-in hour that is indeed worldwide. You can call me from any place in the world where you can hear these numbers. And we've had some neat calls. I finally got some Canada calls, which was really exciting. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. And pardon my voice this evening. I'm a little bit stuffy. I live in Central Texas. And that is, I believe, still the number one, here's another one for you, the number one allergy capital in the United States, right here in Austin, Texas. So I'm a little stuffy, but I feel okay. I promise I'll try not to laugh or cough your head off this evening. Haven't had to do that yet. We don't have a guest tonight. Again, we were supposed to, but she's even sicker than I am. I'm not sick. She's sick. So it's just me, but take advantage of this because I am also a practicing psychic, and I will be more than happy to do readings for you tonight. All you have to do is call in on one of the two numbers. Worldwide, your number is 877-489-6350. If you live in the United States or Canada, your number is 1-888-228-4494. Remember, it's an uninterrupted hour, so it's just me talking tonight. So I would love the company. Call, ask a question or two, talk about what we're going to talk about. I love to have your insights, your ideas. We're going to talk about meditation tonight. Some people call it daydreaming. Some people call it truly meditating. What is meditating? It's the act of being still. We listen to spirit or to our subconscious, whatever you want to call it, our guide. It's different than prayer. Prayer is talking. Meditation is being still and listening. Now, the catch to that comment is sometimes people say mantras, like you'll see people rubbing beads together like prayer beads, but there are sets of time frames, all the way up to 1,000 or something like that, that you hit a bead and you're saying the same thing over and over and over again, but you touch a bead and that's how you keep up with what you've, with how many times you've said it. The least that I've ever heard was 44, and those are usually the what look like prayer bracelets. And sometimes it's nothing more than the word om, that sort of thing. But there are also mantras that are, especially in the Indian language, the East Indian language, that I can't say, but they'll be three words to sometimes five or six or seven words. But you say the same things over and over again. And what this does is put you in a certain frame of mind. You close your eyes, you relax, you make sure your environment is safe and conducive for you and as uninterrupted as possible. You don't want the phone going off if you can avoid it. You don't want people knocking on the door. If you're lucky enough to have a room that you can call your own in terms of putting a do not disturb sign on the doorknob, that would be great. So it's the act of being still and being quiet. Now you can do everything from, if you know Reiki or other healing energies or just learning proper breathing methods, and there's some wonderful breathing classes out there that you can take to breathe in energy and do chakra work. If you're not familiar with chakra, go on the internet and do some exploring. There are a number of chakras right up and down your spine, all the way up to the crown chakra, which is on the top of your head. And we also have everybody's familiar with the third eye. That's another chakra. So look into that. But there are methods of breathing into your chakras and cleansing and developing your chakras with the meditation methods as well. So you can do a lot in meditation or even in preparing for meditation. You can do a lot of positive good. Now, why do we need to meditate? We need to meditate in order to learn how to listen to the voices within or from the other side. It helps us to relax us, to de-stress. It helps to develop our psychic ability. And since I am a practicing psychic and this show is built on a lot of metaphysical information that's to be shared, meditation is a great place to start for you folks out there that are wanting to develop more. It's a way of meeting your guides, perhaps meeting angels, whatever energy name you want to put on the energy that comes to you. Meditation is a great way of doing it. Now, I told my group last night, you don't have to meditate for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, although it's a lot of fun to stay gone that long and maybe even learn how to travel out of body. But keep it simple. Even if it's just when you start, you use breathing exercises and you don't even try to meditate. You just sit quietly, relax your body, and learn how to do the breathing, the deep breathing exercises. 4 or 5 minutes, and then get up. And then the next day, add another 5 minutes, and with focus, bring in colors, maybe, and have colors come in. Again, you can go online. I have the meanings of colors on my website, ElaineIrelandPsychic.com. There's a section there that says colors, and you can at least get an idea there. But there are some wonderful color books out there that have to do with healing and creating environment. And why do you think they use green or used to use green in hospitals all the time? It's a healing color. Gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. You know, you can do all of this. Some people, as far as environment goes, some people like to burn candles or incense. Some folks enjoy music or aromatherapy, such as candles or oils. That's a little different than just incense. But whatever your environment is, and you may not want to have too much around you to begin with. Some people circle themselves in crystals or crosses or symbols that are important to them. But you do one thing at a time. You add one thing at a time to figure out what's good for you and what keeps you focused. Because even though you're emptying your head when you're meditating, so to speak, you're also focusing. So it's kind of a walking a thin line of doing something and yet doing nothing. I know, that sounds odd, doesn't it? But that's basically what it is. If anybody out there has any wonderful methods of meditating or the names of any tapes or musical tapes that they would like to share with the world, please do so. Those phone numbers, again, are worldwide, 877-489-6350, and direct lines for the United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. And if you're just joining us, I apologize for my stuffiness. I hope you can understand me. We're talking about meditation tonight, and what it is and how it can help you to develop, what the basis is for it. How long should you meditate? Just like I said a while ago, you don't have to plan out for an hour. But I will tell you that there are some tapes out there starting at 15 minutes, and they'll take you out for seven and a half minutes. They'll walk you through the process, and then they'll bring you back. So that when you come back, as we say, come back to body. We want you in body. We want your spirit in body. Now, don't be afraid and think that if you meditate, you're automatically going to leave body. You're not. But you become so detached sometimes with the physical body that you feel like you're gone, and maybe you are. You might just be up in a corner in your room somewhere, but you're not totally, quote-unquote, in body. So we don't want you half in and half out when you leave meditation. We want you grounded. It's really important that you ground yourself, You protect yourself before you go into meditation. Great way to meditate is to pretend you're walking in a fog, and you have this white fog, which is purity and clarity. Some people like to say the Lord's Prayer. Whatever your religion is, if you are a religious person, you can say a favorite prayer of protection and call out to an angel or whatever. If you're not a particularly religious person or you don't know that kind of prayer, you can image yourself in a protective shell of some sort. Now, you don't want to be in a concrete block because that might subconsciously keep everything out. And you want messages. You want visions. But you only want the positive to come in. So you can do a cloud, a cage with holes in it that only good things can get in. You create for yourself what you are comfortable with. One client I have walks around in her meditation in chain mesh, but she does a lot of the Knights of Shining Armor kind of thing as fun, so that's natural for her. She feels comfortable with that. So you find your protection. You anoint yourself if you want to. Some people walk around with water flowing all over them. Water is a wonderful symbol. It's a symbol of spirituality. It's a mental energy as well. It's often blue and white and gray, which are blue is clarity and purity, and gray is a color of wisdom, knowledge, and experience. And, of course, blue is representative of water and mental energy. So to surround yourself with those kinds of colors is, of course, wonderful in terms of using it to meditate. Length, again, doesn't have to be long. I've known people to go into meditation and stay for hours, absolutely hours. There are all kinds of meditations. There are guided meditations. I'd go to a nice music store, maybe a metaphysical music store, although some of the bigger chains are beginning to carry more metaphysically based tapes and books. And I listen to some that are both male and female voices and find a voice that you're comfortable with. And there seem to be a range of voices out there that I've seen on tapes or heard on tapes that are the younger female and male as well as the more mature voice. And then you select a tape that is a good length for you. I think the shortest I've ever heard was the 15-minute tape. But there are up to an hour, hour and a half. It depends on what your purpose is. A lot of the guided meditations have a focus. They're manifestation tapes. They're healing tapes. They're relaxation tapes. Plain old, ordinary relaxation tapes can be a great way to start with your meditation, to start the process of meditation. And, of course, your breathing. There are some tapes out there that go into the breathing process as well. If a formal sense of meditation is not good for you, then just daydream. Just daydream. Sit somewhere, put your head back, and imagine yourself in your favorite place in the whole world. Go back to a conversation or a day that you, or an evening that you really, really enjoyed, and kind of relive it. Or go to the future, and if you're saving for that trip to Greece, great, imagine yourself there. Daydream. Absolutely daydream. It's a wonderful way of relaxing, again, de-stressing, and before you know it, you find yourself meditating. You find yourself, because when you're daydreaming, you're typically in control of your thoughts because you're walking the aisles of Greece or you're on the luau in Hawaii or you're wherever, floating on a boat. I love just floating on boats. So, but when you begin to meditate, then you begin to listen. Now that we've gotten to the listening point, don't be afraid of who and what you see. Now, I'm going to say that, keeping in mind that something not so positive might show up. You never know, something not so positive. And if it jolts you back, then that's okay. you've had that experience, that happens again, you won't be so startled, and you'll maintain your meditation. But it's important when you're in meditation, you've set up your protection. First of all, you found yourself relaxing and in a safe space. You've set up your protection, and now you're ready to do that. You go in and you find that balance. You pull yourself inward, and you find that balance. In a sense, it's surrendering. It's surrendering yourself to spirit. So spirit can give you lessons. So spirit can give you encouragement. So spirit can teach you how to help heal yourself emotionally, spiritually, mentally. I hope if you're having any of those issues that you are also seeing a counselor at the same time, or at least sharing yourself and your thoughts and fears, because a lot of those issues are based on fear, with either a professional or at least a good friend. But when you go into meditation, you can work on those things. Let's say you have an unreasonable fear of heights or flying or water or anything other than the norm. Those are pretty common. In meditation, you can ask for reasons. You can ask for images about where that might have started. You're in a safe space, so it's not like you're going to relive it. You're observing it. And then when you come back, you can go to your counselor and say, well, I had this dream, or in meditation I saw this. Let's work on that. It could be from this lifetime. I believe in past lives. So it could be from a past life. But you remember it. Meditation will give you all kinds of clues about yourself, your past, your present, and your future. It's a great way to help manifest. If you're needing that new car, if you're needing to be healthier, if you're needing to get yourself back on track with your walking, whatever, which, by the way, I need to do too, if you image that in meditation, it will help you to get there. It's something just clicks in the heart and the head and the soul, and it clicks and it helps you to manifest. Don't be afraid to use that word manifest. It's being tossed around a whole lot these days. So much to the point to where the word manifest has almost become the same as, oh, I'm going to win the lotto and win that next Lexus, or have the love of my life show up at any moment. That's not what all manifesting is about. It can be, but when you're trying to manifest through vision boards or meditation, don't forget to say, thank you, Spirit, for this or something better. Because you might be wanting to buy, just have enough money to buy a good secondhand car, when Spirit has it in mind and planned for you to win a car, a new one. And if you don't want the Lexus or the whatever, take it, pay the taxes on it, and sell it. Then buy that little secondhand car that you really dream of. So don't get in Spirit's way. And especially in meditation. Now, I know you're told to be specific. You're told to put on that vision board and write down exactly what you want, all the things that you want. And I say go for that. Do it. But down at the bottom, say thank you, Spirit, God, Goddess, whatever your belief system is. Thank you for this or something better. That doesn't mean if you wished for a Cadillac, you're going to get a Rolls Royce. You might get a Toyota, because the Toyota is better for you than the Lexus. They're less expensive to maintain. They don't take as much gas. There are all kinds of reasons for the word, quote-unquote, better. So thank you for this or something better. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global for spirit with Elaine Ireland on bbsradio.com. Don't forget to check out the other two stations at bbsradio.com. We're on Station 1, but there is a Station 2 and a Station 3. Station 3, it's my understanding, is mostly music and that sort of thing. But Station 1 and 2 have other really wonderful hosts. So check out some of their programs as well. Don't forget that you can access archives of all of the shows that are being archived, and I think that's 100%. Not sure about the radio, not sure about the music shows. And sometimes it takes them a day or two or three to get things archived and available. Yes, I think there's a monthly fee for the archiving, but I think it's minimal. I think you can, if you just are interested in two or three shows, you can join the process for just those months or two or three. I think the 3 months is the minimum. I should check on that for you. But don't forget to check out other shows. There are some really neat ones, really, really good hosts. Guy Finley is with us. Dr. Pat is with us at bbsradio.com. And they always have wonderful things to say. So check out the other stations. Don't desert me tonight, but check out the other stations. This is Elaine Ireland. You're going global with me tonight on bbsradio.com. Two phone numbers for you to call in directly in. USA and Canada, you share 1-888-228-4494. Worldwide, any place else except the United States and Canada, the phone number that you would call in on is 877-489-6350. Going back to meditation, you have to trust what you get. You could be focused. And when I say focused, when you go into meditation and you want it to be a focused meditation, you go ahead and you either talk yourself down, which, by the way, you can do, put your tape on. However you enter that feeling of meditation where you know that you are receiving information, you know you're in a, for lack of a better word, a space of reception. Please trust what you get. Please trust yourself. Please. Don't go there. Don't go all to the trouble of practicing and doing all this stuff and then not believing what you get. I don't care how great it is. I don't care how scary it is. You got it from wherever, either from your subconscious or spirit's trying to tell you something. While we're on that subject, I've been doing psychic work for over 50 years now, and I had an experience this last week that was just absolutely comical to me, and I relayed it to an associate of mine, and I said, why in the world can't they just say where things are? I know that's a simple thing. She called me and she said, Elaine, I've lost a really important file. I can't find it anywhere in my office. Where is it? And the first thing that I got was Homeward Bound. Homeward Bound. Well, of course, this is a professional lady, and she indeed does take files home occasionally, almost every night. Well, she called me the next day or two, and she said it was Homeward Bound, but not for that night. It was Homeward Bound intended for the next night or two. It had gotten put in another file in another briefcase. Well, it was Homeward Bound. Why couldn't Spirit just tell me it's in the wrong briefcase, accidentally put in another file? Spirit plays with us. I don't know why, but they do. And sometimes, and I know that it takes a lot of energy for Spirit to come to us to get themselves in a manifested place. There's that word manifest again. They have to get themselves to a certain level of energy where they can communicate with us. Just like we have to make our energy rise up where we can understand them. And that's part of what meditation does. It allows us to open up our channels to make it easier for Spirit to come to us. But we have to make sure that we will believe what we get. Really important. So trust yourself. You might not understand all the puzzle pieces when you get them. And if you need to, very much like you keep a dream journal, keep a meditation journal. That can be very helpful. So if you get words like Homeward Bound, and the next day you get blue file, and the next day you get a date, they're helping you. I had another client that worked with. We kept getting, over a period of about 2 years, we kept getting clues about where an unset emerald stone was. All kinds of crazy images. And why they couldn't have just told us that it was in the wall. She'd had some reconstruction done in her bedroom, and some pieces of jewelry had fallen off. And somehow that pouch had gotten sealed in the wall. Well, when they had to repair some water damage, they had to take that part of the wall out, and there they were. So why couldn't Spirit just say, they're in the wall behind your dresser? Instead, we got all these crazy images. Anyway, so trust what you get. And don't forget to say thank you. Because remember, it takes time. It takes energy to get to us. So show your appreciation either in advance of the process, but always after. You get out of meditation and you immediately say thank you. Thank you for the information. Thank you for the work. Immediately. Okay. Let's see. This is Elaine Ireland going global for spirit. Pardon my stuffiness tonight. I told everybody that I'm in Central Texas and this is allergy season. I have some books and music that I would like to share with you. Remember, this is archived, so if you miss these titles, they'll be on the archive. Some of these are older books. Some are newer books. Alice Bailey, B-A-I-L-E-Y, she channeled little English woman, all of a sudden, high Catholic woman, and all of a sudden she starts channeling a monk, a very old monk. Thought she was going crazy, but she wasn't. All of her books are bound in a dark blue. They're all about the size of a Reader's Digest. They go anywhere from very thin to very thick. Two of my favorites are From Intellect to Intuition. From Intellect to Intuition and Glamour. This is Elaine. Who is this?
Hi, this is Catherine.
You are way down in a well. Can you talk a little louder?
Yes, I'm sorry. I had the phone muffled. My name is Catherine. I'm calling
Hi.
Texas.
Where are you from, Catherine?
Texas.
Well, so am I. How are your allergies doing?
Good. Okay.
Good. How can I help you tonight, Catherine?
I was wondering if you could tell me what was going on or how I'm coming along on my health.
What I got, the first words that I got were third stage. Third stage. So this can either be your third level of improvement or a third effort at getting better, whatever better means to you. But what I like about that imagery is that it says that progress has been made because, of course, it's 1, 2, 3. So it says progress has been made. What I'm not comfortable with is that it leaves the impression that there are other phases to go through before you get where you need to be. So I have to say it's kind of a double-edged sword. Thanks to the tarot imagery, you are improving, but you have further to go.
Right.
But you're with a good team.
Well, that's good to know.
I don't know who all is on your team. But don't just think of your physicians as just the only team members. They're probably the hub. But the team also includes your support system, your non-medical support system. They're all part of the team, and you have a good one and a large one.
Okay.
I don't see any more surgery for you, which is a good thing. What's going on with your eyes?
As we're speaking right now, I'm wearing some reading glasses, and I've noticed that seems like the more I wear them, the more I need them.
Have you talked to your eye doctor about that?
No, I haven't. I've got so many issues going on that's kind of on the back burner.
I wouldn't put your eyesight on the back burner, Catherine. That's way too important. And I learned from a client many years ago that one of the medications that she was taking was actually aggravating her eyesight. It was pinching off nerves in some weird way. So if you're on medications, and I know you are, and this is happening with your eyesight, I would let both your eye doctor know about it and your physician, your team.
Okay.
Anytime your body changes, now I'm not a doctor, but this is what I've learned. Anytime your body changes and you're aware of it, it's telling you something. It doesn't always say, I need help by its change. It can say, I'm getting better. But if it's changing like this, where something is decreasing, an ability is decreasing, you definitely need to let your team know.
Okay.
And I would call tomorrow and make an eye appointment.
Okay.
But not out of panic, just out of knowledge for yourself, so you don't have to worry about it anymore. And you could be using eyeglasses that are no longer good for you. You need to have them changed.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Don't go away. Who's James? Are you there, Catherine?
Yes.
Who's James?
Who's Jane?
James. J-A-M-E-S. Who's James?
Can't think of anyone offhand.
That person is important for you. So
okay.
Whether it's a medical person, a support system, somebody that you're going to meet, somehow between now and February of next year, he's very important to you.
Okay.
Possibly February 11, but very important. And he doesn't go by Jimmy or Jim. It's James.
Oh, James, the male, not the female Jane.
No, J-A-M-E-S.
Okay. It still doesn't ring a bell, but I certainly will keep that in mind.
Okay. Catherine, thank you for calling in. Is that all we can help you with?
Yes. Thank you so much. Have a good night.
Good night. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Texas, a fellow Texan, thank you so much for calling in. This is Elaine Ireland, Going Global for Spirit. I don't remember where we were. Oh, books. Alice Bailey. Glamour has nothing to do with glamour, like the glamour magazine. It has to do with illusions. So it's kind of fun. But there are other... She has a wonderful book on the seven rays. This is Elaine. Who's this?
Hi, Elaine. This is Nancy from Washington State. How you doing?
I'm doing great, but I can barely hear you.
Oh,
I think it's a
is that better?
Tonight. Just scream at me if you have to.
Okay. I got a question for you.
Okay, what's your question?
Could you tell me where I'm at with my health, what you see?
I got two steps back and one step forward. Did somebody just tell you that's what had happened with you?
No, but it feels right.
Okay, two steps back and one step forward, but the good thing is you're going forward.
Yes.
That's a really good thing. Are there heart problems on your mother's side of the family?
Yes.
Yeah, that's something you're going to really have to watch out for, hon.
Okay.
I would look at anything and everything that your mother had in her life. Everything from arthritis to bad feet to eyesight to heart problems. You're probably going to be visited by it. But the good side is our medicines are so much better today.
Yes.
And we're so much smarter about nutrition and stress and all those other things. And so you're ahead of the game. What could really be debilitating for your mom is a pill these days.
Uh-huh.
So keep that in mind. But you do need to be aware of it so it doesn't, whatever it is or more than one thing, doesn't tear down the rest of your body.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. And then, of course, you're going to have your own... I want to say environmentally caused problems of your own.
Okay.
And I don't know what that could be. Don't have any idea. You live in Washington. I don't know if you're in a cold or rainy part or...
Rainy.
You know, sometimes we have to deal with what we breathe in, and sometimes the cold weather drops and you have a cold all year long. So, you know, all winter long. So you have to be aware of that. But I have to say you're going forward. Slowly. Okay, Spirit says slowly, but you're going forward.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nancy. Have a safe and healthy winter this year.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, I love it. Texas and Washington. Let's see. Check out her other books, the Alice Bailey books. The Seth books, it's a book series by Jane Roberts. Jane Roberts was a children's book and writer and poet, and she started channeling Seth. S-E-T-H. If you read these books, read them in order, you will find just the general public is so much more educated these days about spiritual energy and time travel and all that sort of thing that some of it may seem kind of second nature to most of you now, but Seth created concepts or introduced concepts and language through Jane, and that's why it's important to read them in order. She also wrote a series of, I think, three or four books called about the Oversoul 7, like Oversoul 7 and the Time Machine. But there again, read them in order. And you could read those in an afternoon. Now, more recently is Change Your Mind, Change Your Life by Wayne Dyer. He's taken all 70-some-odd, I think it's 78, of the Tao, T-A-O, verses and meditated on them and prayed over them and lived with them in his system for a while and then wrote an essay about each one. What's fascinating about those is that at the same time, I read A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, T-O-L-L-E, and my goodness, it was though they had been sitting in the same book, I mean in the same room, writing their books. It was almost as though, and not to take away from either of the authors, they're both wonderful, and they both have wonderful things to say. And both of those books are thought-provoking, spiritual development books. They're amazing. And they're both books that you can read over and over and over and over again and get something brand new off of the pages like you've never seen it before, especially with Change Your Mind, Change Your Life, because it's the Tao. Now, the Tao is not, that's not the only book. There are many, 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 many books out there about the Tao. And there are many translations. So if you're going to read something like that, go as far back as you can go. And that's what I appreciated in printed material. And that's what I appreciated about Wayne Dyer's book, because he didn't mess with it too much. He left it pretty verbiage. And you can read number one today and read it again in 6 months, and it has a different kind of meaning for you. It will touch a different place in your spirit. The same thing happens with The New Earth. I've read it probably 4 times now. And every time, I get something different out of it. In fact, they stay in my living room. Both of them do. And then, of course, Eckhart Tolle wrote The Power of Now. For me, it was harder to get through that than it was to get through A New Earth. Maybe because I'm resisting that. I don't know. But nonetheless, very much excellent read. Now, one that was written quite some time ago is The Inner Guide Meditation by Edwin C. Steinbrecher, S-T-E-I-N-B-R-E-C-H-E-R. He's written several books. The Inner Guide Meditation also refers to the tarot cards a little bit, but please don't let that throw you off. The message is extremely, extremely prevalent, and this is what it is, the Inner Guide Meditation. It's a wonderful handbook for people who are trying to learn how to meditate, and even for those folks who meditate but don't do so with a focus, if that makes sense, who are trying to use their meditation for more and more development. And that's really important, really, really important. Now, as far as music is concerned, another method of meditating is drumming. And whether you're drumming while you're meditating, or whether you're listening to a drumming tape. Canyon Drums by Peter Wyoming Bender, B-E-N-D-E-R, is a beautiful tape. It's just, he's an award-winning artist and just a beautiful tape. Shaman's Vision Journey by David and Stephen, or Steve Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N. Shaman's Vision Journey by David and Steve Gordon. Canyon Drums by Peter Wyoming Bender. Music is an important part of our spirit. We have it, all of us have it in us. It's a cell memory from past lives. Terra Firma, T-E-R-R-A, Firma, by E-L-I-V-I-A, Mellow, B-D-E-Y. and also The Musical Sea of Tranquility by Chris Valentino. All four of these tapes are different, and I encourage you to find a style of tape that music that's wonderful for you if you're going to use music. Some people like Eastern music. Some people like a good horn, a good jazz. Some people like just the sound of the sea or a babbling brook. And heaven knows there are hundreds of those out there. But what makes it even more fun is if you've done the recording at your favorite seaside shore place. Try that 7 times in a row. Or the babbling brook that you sat by when you had a lovely picnic. And with today's instruments, today's tools for recording, that's a lot easier today than it was even 5 years ago. But it's be careful that you protect your equipment, of course, if you decide to do that. Or just go buy a great tape. And you might even find some of these things at a used bookstore, used music store of some sort. You can download a lot of this stuff on iPods. Aren't those wonderful tools? Off of the airways these days, and it doesn't cost very much. So, especially if you're going to use something over and over and over again. But those are just a few. Go on a search and find your own wonderful things for you to use to enhance your growth, because that's what meditation is all about. It's about surrender to spirit. Now, don't make that a dramatic sentence. It's trusting spirit to help us grow. It helps us find balance in our lives. It helps us find, it really does. I'm not saying that just to be saying it. I hate to say serious meditation, but even learning how to relax before we go into meditation can help us find that better balance. And it's all about growth. I love the word metamorphosis. As we focus, we go into a form of metamorphosis. It's not like we're changing from one person to another, but we're expanding who we are, inside and out. You didn't know that meditation had so many good traits, did you? People say, "Do you meditate?" They say, "Yeah, I meditate." Well, whatever. But if you do it with focus, you will indeed have do all this wonderful growth stuff. Can you tell I get excited about it? Phone numbers for you to call in on worldwide, 877-489-6350. Canada and the United States, you share a number, 1-888-228-4494. Call in. I've had two sweet ladies call in already, one from Texas, one from Washington, to ask questions. Take advantage of having me here tonight. This is a free reading night. I would love to be able to share spirit with you and answer questions for you about just about anything. Manny Puryear, one of my pure heart, one of my favorite people in the whole world, he wrote a book called A Book of Answers. The ultimate oracle is you. And spirit guided him to make a list of words, just words, words, wonderful words. And he created a set of cards. They're round. And there is a way of using this book and those cards for readings as such. Manny, M-A-N-N-I-E, pure heart. You can reach him on the internet. And all of a sudden I can't find his website. I think it's, I'll find the website before we go off the air. It's easy to get to. But what I like about his book is that it's about a page and a half per word, and it's channeled pretty much channeled, and then spirit has something to say at the end of every one. But I'm going to read a little bit about focus. It's important to focus always on the positive, for our thoughts and fears do not create our own reality. That which you focus on is drawn to you, if only in your mind. Very important, because that's part of your meditation, is drawing it into your mind and your spirit. And remember, every thought that you have, whether it's your own thought or someone talks to you and it becomes a thought response, it's in you forever. It becomes a cell memory. Everything that you learn through the verbal, written, visual imagery is yours. You can tell somebody, oh, I can't remember that person's name. I can't remember my old addresses. But they're there. If you must, you can access them. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what happens in meditation. That's why meditation is so important. Because we can access even past lives. Of course, I know you have to believe in past lives, but you can. Okay, focus. There are two parts to achieving focus. This is Manny. The first and often most difficult is to wean away all of the distracting thoughts or influences until only the aspect one desires to focus upon remains. That's probably the bottom line, the key to learning how to meditate. Now, I know you're going to say, I thought I was supposed to empty my mind. That's really hard. And I've heard medical experts say, if you do that, you'll go crazy. So don't try to empty your mind. You just quieten your mind. You make it be still. You try to put the grocery list on the back burner. You don't worry about whether your daughter's asleep yet. That's a catchy one, isn't it? Of course she's asleep because you just checked on her. So you don't go over and over and over again on things that you can't deal with right then. And even if you've got a big thing to deal with, a huge thing, you're facing foreclosure, God forbid, try to put it on the back burner so that you can get information about the situation. That's focus. The second part of the process involves sorting through all of the apparent parameters of the situation at hand until one finally arrives at the core of the issue or situation. Oh, those are magic words. At the core of the issue or situation. Now, this is if you're going to use your meditation to focus on something that you need help with. And I can hear some folks out there right now saying, so what's the difference between prayer and meditation? If we pray on something, we give it to whatever higher being that we believe in, and they're supposed to take care of all of it. I agree with that. Meditation is allowing you to get a better bite on the answers. It's allowing us to listen. You know, sometimes our answers don't come just with a knock at the door. They come with, kind of in a silent way, an idea. We wake up at 2 o'clock in the morning and we've got all the answers. That sort of thing. So, in its own way, meditation is a direct line. Hello? To spirit. I thought I had somebody on the phone there. We're going through that metamorphosis. We're going through change. Hopefully we will gather courage as we do it. I want to read about metamorphosis. Metamorphosis. This is one of the words that may be considered to be a great treasure. See, told you how important it was. Metamorphosis refers to something becoming that which it was not to begin with. It is positive change incarnate, applied personally. Another great description for meditation. Absolutely. Another view of metamorphosis is chaos. Sudden, radical, and apparently random change in and around you. It means that the lessons you have been working on are moving to a new level and most likely a new series of lessons. Consider the butterfly. Remember, change is good. To change, to not change, is the death of the spirit. Remember, what you were is not who you are. And as you meditate, you will grow. I can't harp on that enough. As you meditate, you will grow. You will metamorphose into the better part of who your spirit is. You can do all kinds of things in meditation. You can do all kinds of things with proper breathing exercises, just clearing your system out in preparation for meditation. Anything associated with meditation will help you gather strength, will help you grow in your daily life and in your spirit world. And yes, it will help you become more psychic whether you want to or not. This is Elaine Ireland. You've been going global for spirit on bbsradio.com. But you know that or you wouldn't be hearing me. Worldwide, 877-489-6350. United States and Canada, 1-888-228-4494. We have about two more minutes before either Sweet Dawn or Seth is going to whisper in my ear that we have to go away. So we have enough time for at least one more question if you would like to call in. You know, and through all of this, don't forget to celebrate your growth every day. If you can look in the mirror every day while you're brushing your teeth and you look like you just got out of bed, tell yourself, I love you. I know, you might feel silly doing that, but tell yourself, I love you. And then at the end of the day, when you put your head down on your pillow, don't forget to thank the powers and the spirits that be for the day that you just had. I don't care how crappy a day it was. You had a day. You breathed, you share a smile, you did something. Even if it was one sweet thing, or you allowed someone to help you in some way. So, thank spirits that be for that day. While I'm at it, I usually sign off the show by saying, don't forget to share a smile with somebody. Now's a good time to say that, even though I have another minute or so. Don't forget to do that. Put your head down on the pillow and say thank you. Robin on Good Morning America said something today. I got to listen to about 10 minutes of that this morning. And in her, they did a career test of some sort, she and the other host of the show, and one of the things that came up for her was a lyricist. And part of the lyricist lyrics that she worked out with one of her favorite artists was, How is the world going to surprise me today? I think that's the right word. If Robin happens to be out there, I apologize if I paraphrased your sentence, but how is the world going to surprise me today? I thought, what a wonderful way to look at life. And my goodness, that lady has had breast cancer. She's gone through, talking about a metamorphosis, that particular lady has gone through a tremendous metamorphosis. It was absolutely a wonderful way to approach life. I don't care how depressed you are. I don't care what challenges you're facing. If you will say those words, even if you don't mean them at the moment, you will learn to mean them. I love you. Got to love ourselves before we can let anybody else love us. It just kind of blocks it. I know it. All kinds of love. I'm not talking about climbing in bed with somebody. I'm talking about love, heart love. It's not a bad idea, but still, heart love. Whether it comes from a child, an animal, a plant, yeah, our plants love us. They grow for us. We feed them and they grow for us. So, it's 55. I have to go. Don't forget to share a smile with somebody tomorrow, tonight. And don't forget to share a hug. And I will see you here next week, October the 30th. Be safe this week. Thank you for being with me. Good night, world.